please let me get what I want. And I did mention how there was a noticeable hit on this record. There was How Soon Is Now, which a lot of people bought this on import for exclusively, even though it was not distributed officially in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But this was also kind of a minor hit, but not for the Smiths. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you can go.
You don't know.
I kind of know.
Okay,
I forget who covered it.
This is why you listen to CGM for this banter. Okay,
I forget who covered it, but yeah, the cover was the one that got a hit.
Yep, and because it was featured in a movie.
Yeah.
And what movie was that?
I don't know.
Pretty in Pink. And it was Dream Academy.
There you go.
So anyway, there we are. But yes, so that one became an unofficial hit. And again, people sought out this record on import, not only for How Soon Is Now, but for the original version of this track. We also heard a number of songs that were recorded exclusively for the John Peel Sessions, a long-standing BBC broadcast where he would take in a lot of groups, and they would record live sessions in BBC studios for the exclusive airplay on John Peel's show. And then down the road, because these were such vaunted recordings, a lot of bands would create compilation records and release them officially, yeah, which we're going to be getting into in just a moment. But from here, we heard the three songs recorded during these sessions titled Girl Afraid, Handsome Devil, and What Difference Does It Make? Again, all from this wonderful compilation record, which a lot of Smiths fans will say, you know, The Queen Is Dead is probably their best record, but if you need your jumping on point, this is the best record. It is an embarrassment of riches for how incredible the band was, their clever songwriting, their great instrumentation. And it's kind of hard to not just pigeonhole the band as a bunch of sad bastards when we heard a song, Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want, ending off. But there's a lot of humor and a lot of tongue-in-cheek lyrics on this record as well. It's fantastic and one of my favorites.
I wanted to mention, like, that is definitely there. People are always going to be like, oh yeah, the Smiths, that's the sad music. You're listening to the sad music. Are you okay? But, like, a lot of their words and their lyrics, they're being cheeky, you know? They're poking fun at things, but they're also telling stories and using, honestly, like a literary kind of approach to telling these stories and poking fun at things, but at the same time being ambiguous in a lot of different areas, not just in the lyrics, but even in their aesthetic and the way they even present their art and their music. They've always been that way. And maybe that's part of the appeal. I don't know.
I think so. I think there's been always a bit of mystery in surrounding the Smiths. And for whatever reason, you know, I should say it's probably calculated. The band knew this is what's going to appeal to people. But, you know, regardless of what I'm saying with this, like, it's a fantastic recording, highly recommended. And what we're going to do now is we're going to shift over from that to another set of BBC sessions with John Peel. And these John Peel sessions aren't just by one single band, but we're actually going to be doing a survey of a number of different groups recording with John Peel.
Yeah, so it wasn't like on purpose, but I decided
to... Oh, Dave, you don't have to lie to me. It's okay.
Well, I know you picked some tracks from the Smiths that were Peel sessions, but I guess subconsciously I just wanted to play some more obscure Peel session recordings. And that's what we're going to get in this next set. So you may have heard the song, but maybe you didn't hear this version. And this first one that we're going to hear is quite rare. And for a many number of years until the archive kind of was basically made available online, now you can find basically every session on YouTube or even through the BBC's site. There's this band, very short-lived, called Tansdere Youth. And actually, they only had one single called I'm Sorry, I'm Sorry. They had two songs. This is a band that Brian James of The Damned formed and released this recording immediately after he left the band after their second full-length album. Mm-hmm. And a funny story about this is the band actually briefly opened for Black Sabbath during this time, and apparently they were not received well. They were booed off stage. Stuff was thrown at them. So anyways, we have a BBC session here, and what's cool about the BBC session is they do four tracks when they only ever recorded two. And this is a different version of the title track, I'm Sorry, I'm Sorry. We're also going to hear the only ones doing probably their best-known song, Another Girl, Another Planet. And then we're going to hear Wire doing one of their lesser-known songs called Culture Vultures from 1978. They're all from 78. And then we're going to hear The Cure doing 10:15 Saturday Night, also from a 1978 Peel session. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to follow it up with actually a track from The Cure's new album, Songs from a Lost World, which is doing insanely good. and is quite good as well. So
actually, I should say it netted the band their first number one record in decades, which is incredible.
16 years or something.
I think maybe even more than that. And it's their first record since 2008, and they definitely came back with a bang. Definitely some of the strongest arrangements and instrumentation on any Smith. I'm still stuck on the Smiths.
Cure
record, although there is a Robert Smith in it, so yes. I guess that makes sense. But yeah, strong record. But before we get to the present, let's go to the past with Tans Der Youth on this Pledge Drive edition of Revolution Rock.
Yeah. to change the air.
You are listening to CJAM 99.1 FM here from Windsor, Detroit, and Revolution Rock. Of course, if you're listening to us on any of the stations that syndicate this program throughout Canada, you are listening to those fair stations that are, of course, broadcasting us, and a genuine thank you to all of them. We just came back from a special set there, primarily themed with recordings from the John Peel sessions in 1978, but we took a little bit of a left turn with that last track because it coincided with the last band that played that John Peel session set. We're talking, of course, about The Cure, who has a brand new record out, getting rave reviews, and actually doing really well commercially as well. It's their first number one record in a number of years.
Yeah, Songs from a Lost World, heard the song A Fragile Thing. Prior to that, we heard a series of John Peel sessions from the John Peel Show, which was a BBC program that ran for many years, and John Peel would bring bands in and record them doing different live-in-the-studio versions of their songs, and he did this for decades. And there's a lot of material out there because he would bring in a different band every week, and they would usually record 3 to 4 songs, if not more, and it built up because bands would come back multiple times. We heard, before that Cure track, we heard an earlier Cure track called 10:15 Saturday Night, which I believe is from their first album.
It's from their first album and was also the B-side from their debut single as well.
Boys Don't Cry.
Yeah, one of my personal favorite Cure cuts. So I love that great rendition of that song from that Peel session.
Yeah.
And a rare song, one that you don't hear too often, a track before that from Wire, from their 1978 Peel session, a track called Culture Vultures.
Did we say the name of the Cure song?
Yeah, 10:15 Saturday Night.
Okay, well, now we said it maybe twice?
I think so.
At
8:31 Saturday Night.
I can't count. Okay, so before that, we heard music from Wire. We heard Culture Vultures, which was not officially on a studio album, I don't believe, for many years, and may have showed up. They did release a Peel Sessions album in the 80s. Anyways, that was Culture Vultures. Before that, we heard The Only Ones doing a version of their song Another Girl, Another Planet, also from an album they put out, I believe, roughly around the same year, 88, 89, the Peel Sessions album. And then we started off with a band called Tans Dear Youth. This is a really obscure band featuring Brian James of The Damned, one of the original songwriters and guitarist in that band. And after he split from The Damned, after their second album, they continued on with a slightly altered lineup. He formed this band, which was very short-lived, Tans Dear Youth. We heard the song I'm Sorry, I'm Sorry, which is also the name of the single that he released, that he only ever released from this band.
Yeah, the only official release from the band outside these Peel sessions, so amazing stuff there.
Should we mention, though, earlier
no,
we were talking
about, we don't have time for
we were
it.
Talking about a granola bar that we were offering.
I threw it in the garbage.
It's not available anymore. That offer is off the table, but please do donate if you feel so inclined. But the granola bar is no longer available, and I do apologize
Thank
to anyone
goodness for
listening.
That.
Okay, so coming up next, we're going to actually play a couple tracks from another album celebrating an anniversary. Adam, what are we doing?
Yes, another one from 1974, this year, celebrating its 50th anniversary. We're talking about Propaganda by Sparks. Now, we did play something from their it wasn't their debut record, but their first real breakthrough record earlier this year, because both albums were released in 1974. This, however, is the follow-up that was quickly recorded and released in November of that year. Again, it's titled Propaganda and features a very iconic album cover with both the Mail Brothers tied up and bound in the back of a speeding boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of this play that you would see in the album imagery of them tied up, almost like they're being kidnapped. Very tongue-in-cheek, as the band always was. This record, I think, even like more so than their previous record, really honed down on their songwriting ability and their incredible skill for composition. And they garnered a minor success, although it would be a greater success for other bands covering it, with the song we're going to open up with, one that is one of my favorite songs from Sparks, and I think a song that's turned a lot of people onto the band, Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth. And despite the title, it's not quite the wishy-washy environmentalist theme that you might think it is, as we're about to hear. So
okay,
getting into this 50 years of Propaganda by Sparks here on Revolution Rock.
Thank you.
something for the girl with everything.